أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So the 27th of Rajab, the day of Mab'ath. 27th of Rajab, 610 of the Christian era. Most of us know this day only because of the journey Isra wal Mi'raj, but there is no authentic date for Isra, the night journey, and Mi'raj, which is the ascension, but the 27th of Rajab is used to commemorate it. But right now, I'm going to start off by looking at Mab'ath. Mab'ath literally means revival, to raise. It's the revival of human values and the basic purpose of life for every human being to reach his or her full potential. It's possibly the most important event in history that benchmarks the separation of good from evil. It sifts right from wrong, for which humankind was being prepared through a long and unbroken chain of divine messengers and spanning different eras, various geographical regions, in order to build the mindset for the single universal message of the one God, submission to Allah, which is Islam. A Muslim is one who submits to the will of the Creator. Now, what happened? See, the Prophet used to spend a lot of time in the cave of Hira. This is in the mountain of light. It's called Jabal al-Nur, some 2 miles from Makkah. On the 27th of Rajab, in the 40th year of his life, the angel Jibreel appears to him. And the angel says, Iqra, read. Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the name of your Rabb who created. Khalaqa al-insana min alaq, created the human being from a clot. Alaq is like a leech, something that clings on. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, read, and your Rabb is most honorable. Alladhi 'allama bil kalam, who taught to write with the pen. 'Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, taught the human being what he did not know. Surah number 96, Suratul Alaq, ayah 1-5. The Prophet, who was never formally taught how to read or write, recited them as though he had always known them. And this one incident changed the course of humanity. It was the start of the gradual revelation for the next 23 years of the Quran and the dawn of the universal message of Islam. He goes home and he narrates the incident to his wife Sayyida Khadija, who immediately testifies to his prophethood. So now it was the duty of this 40-year-old messenger of mercy to not just convey to humankind, but to entrust it to a line of trustees. And he said, I was the prophet when Adam was still in the uncreated state between water and clay. Now in these days, when really many of us are experiencing more time at home, maybe for us it's a new beginning to start to learn this book. A book that helps us to reach our full potential and is a source of relief from absolutely every calamity. We're going to start with some online sessions on Quran City, and inshallah, we'll keep you informed about them. So now let's look at Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. The Prophet's going through a difficult time. He has lost Sayyida Khadija, his wife and soulmate, and his guardian Abu Talib. The Quraysh constantly ridicule him and oppress his companions. The people of Taif, including their children, stone him out of the town when he visits them. In Surah Al-Inshirah, which is divine relief for the Prophet, this is Surah number 94, Allah says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ. Indeed, after every hardship, there are two eases. And Isra wal-Mi'raj was the ultimate comforting divine gift. So what happens? The Prophet is having iftar at the house of Hani. This is the sister of Imam Ali, who lived near the Kaaba. Jibreel comes and leads him to a mode of transport called Buraq. Buraq comes from the word Bark, which is an energy of a bolt of lightning. And he's taken first to Masjid al-Aqsa, which is in Jerusalem. They stopped at various points. They stopped at Medina, where he would emigrate to Mount Sinai, where the Torah was revealed to Prophet Musa, and to Baitul Ham, known as Bethlehem, where Prophet Isa is born. And at Masjid al-Aqsa, he leads the prayers for the souls of all the previous prophets. This journey is known as Isra. Isra means a part of the night, and this is mentioned in the first ayah of Surah Bani Israel or Surah Al-Isra, which is Surah number 17. Now the next part of the journey, which is the ascension, is known as Mi'raj, and this is mentioned in Surah Al-Najm. This is Surah number 53 from ayah 12 to 17. So he ascends to the heavens, where he sees the archetypes of Jannah and Jahannam. He sees the consequences of actions on the earth. He communicates with the souls of the previous prophets, and he gets the directives to effect closeness to divinity, the directives of Salah, for example, Adhan, fasting. He is then brought to the boundary of the seventh heaven, to a tree called Sidratul Muntaha. Lots of descriptions about this journey and this tree, but in essence, it's an honor bestowed on no other creation. It signifies the closeness to the Creator, His ultimate source of strength and comfort. It is at this point that He is mandated with the gift of the daily Salah, which becomes Mi'raj al-Mu'mineen, the ascension of the believers. If anything from today, we've got to take back the essence of Salah. We've got to make sure we understand its importance. On the return trip, he comes across a Meccan trade caravan who are searching for a lost camel. The Prophet drank from the water that the people of the caravan had with them and was back to the house of Umhani. He narrated the incident and the news spread like wildfire. The Quraysh asked him to describe Baytul Muqaddas, which he did in detail, but they still mocked him. He also related to them of the trade caravan he had met, who when returned to Makkah confirmed his narrative. The story of Isra wal Mi'raj continues to instill wonder. The journey when the best of creation was given the honor to traverse the universe and see the secrets of creation. For us, it tells us, the closer you get, the more of his secrets he will reveal to you. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to study his words and get close to him through Salah, the Quran, and the Ahlul Bayt. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.